This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Today marks the day that Governor Whitmer has declared we will start the slow process of reopening the economy. It's been a tough road in getting to this place, and most assuredly, there are going to be more tough days ahead. As we move through the worst of the COVID-19 outbreak and try to get to the other side, we've been checking in weekly with the Washtenaw County Sheriff for updates on law enforcement and public safety in our community. Joining us once again on the WEMU line is Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to start off, as I do each week, with you, and that's to get an update on the health of your deputies and staff. Are we better off this week than last?
We're holding steady. I'll say that we haven't had an increase in numbers. We've had a couple of staff that have been tested and found negative, but we still have 25 to 30 staff that are off just based on being symptomatic.
And inmates in the jail, you are at the lowest inmate population in decades and have created isolation cells and care units to help create separation. How well are those efforts working?
I think they've done a good job in terms of stemming the spread, but we still have a number of inmates that are on precautionary observation. We have a number in quarantine. We've had a number of inmates tested and found positive. It hasn't spread through the general population, but there are some areas where we've had some inmates that have had infection. Most of them have been released, but the other ones still remain in custody.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer over the weekend extended an executive order barring the transfer of inmates from county jails in the state to state prisons until at least May 24th. How many of those inmates are you housing?
Very few. I think we may have two, possibly three, but I'll tell you, David, I'm okay with that. There's a part of that order that requires the jail to be inspected by the Department of Corrections and deemed acceptable in terms of transferring inmates out. But I'll take the deal where we can't transfer them out as long as DOC can't transfer people into the jail. I want to keep the number of people coming into the jail as minimal as possible. And the Department of Corrections has struggled throughout the entire system to maintain their numbers. So I'd rather not have individuals from DOC coming into the jail.
Now, the order also allows for county jails to be reimbursed for keeping prisoners who would have been transferred to state prisons. But as you mentioned, you only have a few, so there's not much positive budget impact there for you, is there?
No, and quite frankly, there's one thing, and I appreciate the governor's intention in terms of putting that in the executive order, but it's been my experience when dealing with the state oftentimes, there's one thing to see it written in the books. There's another thing to actually get the money.
That seems to be going around. Yes, indeed. Our conversation on public safety amid the COVID-19 crisis continues with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton on 89.1 WEMU. Sheriff, as we begin the process of reopening the economy and more people will be going out and about, what are your concerns from a law enforcement perspective?
Confusion. You know, it's still confusion. So one of the things with the governor loosening some of the regulations on businesses, landscaping, guard nurseries, and things like that. We expect to see fewer calls. We call them health and safety calls. We expect to see fewer of those. But there's going to be confusion around masks. There's going to be confusion around businesses that are required to provide masks. If you saw, the Attorney General issued a memorandum.
Yeah, she asked you to be somewhat lenient.
Yes. Encouraging law enforcement to consider the good faith effort of businesses, because quite frankly, the executive order mandates business supply those masks.
Except you can't get them.
There's an issue. That's exactly right. There's an issue with the mask. So we will look at everything in the order. There have been a couple of subtle changes we'll incorporate into our special orders, but our deputies have done a good job of exercising discretion. Everything's going to depend on everybody taking personal responsibility.
So among the fears and concerns that have been expressed, and honestly, it kind of breaks my heart, is that young black men are deeply worried that if they follow protocol and they wear face masks in public, they're going to be mistakenly identified as a criminal and potentially put in harm's way. How, as a law enforcement office, are you addressing that in the community?
So internally, we address it like we always have. We've always attempted to be as sensitive as possible to this. Listen, it is not about what you look like. It is about your behavior. We have trained our staff. We reinforce it. If you can't articulate potential criminal behavior, suspicious activity in your court, if you couldn't testify to it on the stand, then you should not be acting on it in the street. So I clearly understand the concern. And what I'll take that message right out to the people, that we don't consider people suspicious because of what they look like and what and stereotypes, societal stereotypes. It is essentially around the behavior, and we are going to look into that.
But there are business owners, there are members of the community who might not approach it in the same way. And therefore, the concerns remain. So what is the message to the public at large as we continue to follow protocol?
David, it is the same message that we have been preaching, and from a societal standpoint, we should be practicing forever. That when we say you make a call in the service, we encourage people to call 911 and report suspicious behavior. It's the same thing. What is suspicious behavior? I'm always concerned when we get a call and somebody says, well, we have someone that's suspicious in our neighborhood. And when the follow-up question is, well, what makes them look suspicious? It's, well, it's unusual for a person like this to be in this area. That's concerning whether we're in an era of COVID virus or not. So it is about behavior. We want people to call, articulate the suspicious behavior, and then we will respond. And we can respond in a way that does not put anybody in jeopardy. We can respond in a way that does not disrespect that person that has been called on. We can do that. We have done that. We'll continue to practice that kind of approach.
Through the worst of the COVID-19 crisis, there has been a more hands-off approach to traffic enforcement to both protect deputies and officers and the public by limiting interactions. As we're about to enter an era where more cars will be hitting the roads, what's going to be the protocol moving forward?
The protocol will be the same. What we've talked about is, listen, initiate traffic stops when you see, I'll go back to what I've always said, behavior. So if it's egregious behavior that's putting public safety at risk, then we are to engage and address it. We'll start to see more examples of that as more cars get on the road. There will be more egregious behavior, and we expect our activity around traffic enforcement to pick up. The self-initiated outside of egregious behavior, that direction to staff is still the same.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We continue our conversation with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Now, one of the ways that you've continued to engage the community is by hosting town hall forums on the Sheriff Department's Facebook page, and you have another scheduled for tonight. Who is going to be joining you this evening?
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. We have representatives from Food Gatherers. They're going to talk to us about the support that they have provided to the community since this pandemic has hit us. We have representatives from Safe House. Barbara and Niece May will talk to us about the impact of the virus on domestic violence. We have a representative from the WISD. We'll have Elise Payne from the county, who is the racial equity officer. And we've added one last guest, Teresa Galati, who's from the Office of Economic Development for the county, who's really going to talk about things like evictions. So the importance here is not only what we're experiencing right now in the middle of this global pandemic, but what happens after we start to open up our government and the economy. What happens when the virus may not be the headliner, but now the economy becomes the headliner? How are we supporting people?
And as such, in thinking forward, I assume that through these Facebook forums, you've been gathering public feedback as well and taking into consideration what the public is telling you. What have you learned from that feedback?
Well, more than anything, what we've learned from people is, you know, a lack of actual information, a lack of we want more and more information. Keep giving us these opportunities to ask questions. Keep giving us opportunities to hear from the people that are on the ground delivering the services. We've also heard in areas where we've actually missed the delivery of services. You know, really certain areas, pockets of the county that say, well, what about us? And just getting more information so now we can work with our community partners and maybe direct resources and activity to all the different areas of the county. There are very few of those because I think the county and those service providers have done a pretty good job of trying to their best to address the needs throughout the county.
And I would imagine that through the course of having these engagements and garnering that feedback and getting the information from the guests that you host, that you're learning some things that perhaps you can apply when we get beyond the pandemic entirely and put forth a different kind of service.
You're exactly right, David. I mean, this is a disaster, right? I mean, in terms of of having a global virus just ravage across the world and across the country. But if we're effective leaders, we should always be analyzing lessons learned. And from a criminal justice perspective, from a socioeconomic perspective, you know, quite frankly, and Elise Payne will talk about this today, that one of the things that the virus showed and reinforced is the disparity in terms of services and health and all the things in different areas of the community. We have to take those lessons and apply it moving forward. We've already started thinking about, you know, how does the lessons we've learned now influence our policy and protocols into the future?
Well, again, the Facebook public forum with a variety of guests will take place tonight. What time does it start, Sheriff Clayton?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock this evening.
6 to 7:30, yeah.
6 to 7:30, and we will conclude all the links on our webpage, and that will be up for you momentarily. Sheriff Clayton, thank you so much for the time this morning. Stay healthy, and we'll talk again next Monday.
David, thanks for giving me an opportunity. You stay safe and healthy as well.
Will do. That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. For more information on this topic and access to all of WEMU and NPR's coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.